Welcome to Selling with the Buyer's Perspective. This is Ton Verlek. In this podcast, we cover what does the new way of selling look like. Let's recap what we talked about last time. We talked about the main reasons why we need to change the way we sell. Number one, customers are much better informed. They have changed the way they buy. And when it comes to choosing which supplier to use, they are increasingly happy making these decisions on their own without the help of a salesperson. Number two, in conversations with customers, more and more salespeople are seen as less relevant. Number three, we cannot keep selling to customers as if there are only a few stakeholders involved. There are many, they all have an opinion, and they all influence each other. So, it's time to adapt. But adapting to what? What is the new way of selling look like? The clues are in these three reasons I just shared with you. We need to see ourselves and how we sell from a buyer's point of view, from the buyer's perspective. Now here's the thing. What are businesses really after? They want to grow their business. They want to achieve their profit targets. They want loyal customers and happy employees. And research shows that a whopping 80% of businesses are at a satisfactory level with their created state. They are content with the way they have set things up, their supply chain, their operations, their people, their organizational structure. And these all together are in a cadence that produces their current results. People work hard to get to that happy, service in place state. Now, if your prospect is the market leader, then their challenge is to keep that position and leave their competitors far behind. However, most companies are not the market leader, and their challenge is to figure out how to do things better than the previous year, how to advance their business. So when you talk to prospects, although you want to sell what you got, you should not open the conversation talking about your products, your services, and your solutions. You will get to these later, but in the beginning of the conversation, these are irrelevant because they're all about you and not about the customer and their challenges. When senior management teams of your prospective customer discuss their monthly results, they look for improvements. They look for different, better outcomes. Where and what can the business improve on? They challenge their teams on how they can improve their current state to a better future state. Putting yourself in the shoes of your prospect, the biggest risk you have when meeting with them is not being relevant. Meaning you do not recognize their challenges and you don't share any relevant information that might be helpful for your prospect to know. You don't create the value the customer is after. If you keep leading with your products, your services, your company, and your solutions, then in the eyes of your prospect, you don't have anything interesting to say. There are other salespeople out there, your competitors, who have the same products, the same services, and offer very similar solutions. And looking at all this through the lens of your customer, we all look the same. This is a wake-up call for many salespeople. The new way of selling is not about you and what you sell, but about your prospect's business and how you can help them being more successful. Now, how can you help them being more successful? You need to do several things. And just to be aware, there is no silver bullet. There is no quick fix. You need to do the hard work. You need to understand the customer situation better. This is called your situational knowledge. You need to have better business acumen because your prospect is interested in a better business outcome for them. So you need to understand what KPIs they are talking about. You need to understand where your prospect is in their buying process. Are they actually interested in buying anything? The majority are in a status quo, a service in place, a happy state they have worked so hard on. So why would they be interested in changing supplier? But again, don't be fooled by this. Put your business hat on and think like your prospective customer. The world is changing rapidly, and so is their business. Their competitors are not sitting still. Globalization is forcing companies to look further than down their own road, their village, their country, their region. They need to keep evolving to survive and prosper, and they are going to need your help. If you show you are interested in them, then they will be interested in your point of view. What insightful information can you bring to their table? What is it that you know and they don't? What is relevant for them to know and is helping them to see a different perspective? Do you see risks that they don't see? Do you see opportunities for them to grow or to change to a strategic advantage they have not been thinking of so far? Now, that is the value your prospect is after. The value is you and your knowledge. The value is where your knowledge intersects with their business challenges. In summary, the new way of selling is about a different mindset. It's about seeing things from the buyer's perspective. Like you are part of their management team, you want to understand their current state first, and then how you can help them achieving a future state with strategic advantages. Thanks for listening. In the next podcast, we will cover more about understanding the customer's buying process and their stakeholders involved, and how you can influence them to make better decisions. This is Tom Verlag in Selling with the Buyer's Perspective.